En Garde, My Love, written by Amy Corwin and read by Ruth Urquhart.
Chapter 1. Lady Olivia Archer threw the bundle of letters onto her writing desk, nearly tipping over the silver inkwell at the edge. She had thought her fencing academy for ladies was so dashing, so exciting, that it would prove wildly popular with her friends and acquaintances, who insisted they yearned for a chance to do something outré, or at least different. Apparently, the prospect of crossing swords with other ladies was less enchantingly outre than she'd anticipated. Why didn't they understand how exciting it could be? If only they could feel the exhilaration she'd experienced when she'd first crept into her brother's lessons. Of course, Edward had blocked her way, wanting to throw her out, claiming it was wildly inappropriate for her to join them and that she was only interrupting their lesson. Harnett and Peregrine had snorted, shook their heads, and looked to the instructor to make the final decision. Their teacher, the former Alexander Bronn, now the Baron Milbourne, laughed and said sardonically, "Why not, menina bonita?" That had been the first time he'd teased her with that annoying phrase, "my pretty little girl." Annoyance had flared to life inside her, and she'd frowned at him, watching his maddening grin widen. She'd had enough sense, though, to swallow a sharp retort, and the effort that took was rewarded. He had nodded and allowed her to join them. She didn't realise what she'd so innocently walked into, however. Her brothers didn't approve of her presence and were determined to test her mettle. They'd all teased her, as well as each other, mercilessly, but they soon discovered that instead of making her run away in tears, she'd adored their challenges and sharp mockery. She whipped them with retorts as sharp as their own, and they gradually accepted her as a worthy opponent. Finally, in some magical way, she was one of them, at least when she had a foil in her hand. She felt accepted and filled with sizzling energy as she flung insults at their heads and her blades slid against theirs. Her laughter mingled with their snorts and chuckles as they tried to avoid the humiliation of being bested by their own sister. During those brief hours, she had control of her life and destiny, and she had never felt closer to her brothers. Those lessons had been a precious time, perfect and so full of joy that the mere thought of it lifted her spirits and made her smile. The tingling feeling of her blade rasping against her opponent's foil as she tested his arm never failed to thrill her. Even Peregrine forgot to stammer when he held a foil in his hand and faced her.
"Watch for an opening. Now!"
A slow, proud smile would break through Mr. Bronn's sombre expression, and his black eyes would glow when she slipped in under Peregrine's guard.
"You did it, menina bonita. Good!"
He'd been proud of her then. She could face her brother and, at least on this occasion, win. She'd felt as if she were dancing 3 feet above the wooden floor.
"Bit of luck there."
Peregrine had wiped his forearm over his forehead and grinned at her.
"Won't happen again. You cannot live on luck, you little devil."
"Skill, not luck, Perry dearest."
She'd laughed and saluted him with her foil.
"You do realise you have a left side, do you not? You left it woefully unguarded."
"Your sister speaks wisely," Mr. Bronn said. "The kitten has claws, Mr. Archer. Do not leave yourself open." "Wisely? For once, you mean?"
Peregrine snorted and nudged her shoulder with his fist.
"None too soon, if you want the truth. I doubt it will happen again."
Despite his words, the twinkle in his grey eyes showed his pride in her. He'd never been a sore loser. All of her brothers were admirable that way. And when he cuffed her again as they headed for the door, an elated laugh burst out of her. The world had seemed golden bright with possibility. She could accomplish anything when she held that foil in her hand.